Time now for a Friday Left of Lansing short on the September 15th of 2023. The United Auto Workers last night officially declared its strike against the big three automakers, Ford, General Motors, and Stellantis. It's the first time ever the UAW is striking against the big three simultaneously. UAW President Sean Fain announced that the strike will last one day more than these companies want to hold out. Now, the auto companies have enjoyed some wonderful times of late, tallying over $250 billion in profits in the last decade, while CEOs have watched their salaries increase by 40% as the workers watched their salaries drop by 30%. With major federal and state government investments in electric vehicles in the future, the automakers are receiving loads of cash to help get the future started. But this sets up a whole new ballgame, as many EV plants across the country are non-unionized and workers there are being paid low wages. Not only that, but dealing with these batteries exposes workers to elements which could lead to illness if safety protocols are not followed. The big three have enjoyed massive success thanks to worker productivity, and they've enjoyed massive federal and state investments in building EV battery plants like the ones that we're seeing here in Michigan. So union members are simply asking for a piece of the pie. In response to CEOs earning 40% higher wages over the last decade, the UAW is requesting a 40% raise over 4 years, pensions, paid time leave, and a 32-hour work week. In fact, it's that last request which really intrigues me. The 40-hour work week is something that's just been the norm, thanks to unions who push for 40 hours after companies abuse their workers by subjecting them to 100-hour work week. I mean, before the late 1930s, people were literally living in Fritz Lang's metropolis. But we've seen pilot projects across the country and the world in which certain businesses practiced a 32-hour work week. Michigan Public Radio recently posted this story, and I'm going to read part of it here, said that the nonprofit 4-Day Week Global, which helps companies transition away from the traditional 5-day work week, has found a lot of success with their trials over the past few years. Workers have not only been happier, they're also more productive. Of the 61 companies who took part in a trial in the UK last year, the vast majority said they continue on with the shorter work week. Most of the trials have involved smaller companies with office workers, not line workers. So sure, the 32-hour work week presents new challenges, and it would most likely need to be phased in through time for manufacturers. That's fine. But if productivity rises and workers are happier, then I don't know what's the issue here. Why aren't we doing a 32-hour work week? Well, the right-wing Mackinac Center for Public Policy's James David Dixon holds a complete disdain for the UAW's 32-hour work week proposal, writing, "UAW members need to present themselves as what they are, indispensable, the people without whom none of this is possible. Arguing for higher pay when you do the work makes sense. Telling the company you want fewer hours does not. It sends the wrong message. If Detroit becomes a part-time town, it will stop being Detroit. Leadership should focus less on creating a new normal and more on getting a good deal." Well, part of getting a good deal is protecting your workers. Asking for a 32-hour work week means that Detroit will stop being Detroit? What does that even mean? If studies are showing higher worker productivity in less time, resulting in higher worker morale, well then, why not do it? The Detroit that James David Dixon yearns for is a relic of the past. We need to find new ways to move Detroit into the future. And maybe that will help bring in more people and investments into the area. I thought that's the whole point of this thing anyway. leftoflansing@gmail.com is the best way to get a hold of me. Plus, you can follow me on Twitter or X Twitter. You can follow me also on Instagram and the Facebook.